Good morning, church. Happy Lunar New Year. That's, yes, as we say in our culture, 새해 복 많이 받으세요. May you have many blessings in the new year. Today's a special day. Our interns from Presbyterian University and Theological Seminary, Changshin for short in Korean, in Seoul is the largest seminary in Korea, have visited with us for about a month, from January 19th to February 19th, over five Sundays. This is their last Sunday. And they've been staying at the Fink House and at the Lake House and have met with us almost daily for underground seminary classes. I've gone on trips to Duluth to visit a former intern, Jeremiah Kanabi, and John and Suki's farmhouse in Blue Earth, and countless meals, a whole international variety of meals at various places. And it's been a real joy to get to know them. It's one of the fun things we do as a church is host two to three seminarians from this very good seminary in Korea. And at the end of their time, they share what they've learned here and what they will take back with them. As what they've received from us, and also this is their way of giving back to us, reflecting back what they've learned. And they have to do a report about their internship anyway, so this is kind of preparation for that. Jaehyun is 30, I believe, and Jiwon is 27 or 25, and Hyungyung is 23, so like in Korean hierarchical style, we'll have the oldest go first. And the most beautiful last. Right? All right. Jaehyun, ready?
Good morning, church. I can say it's very nervous to me, and I have 10 minutes, so I do my best. It's my story, before I say my story, at first, I want to say thank you, all of you. Your kindness and commitment is my honor. When I was a child, 10 years old, there were biographies of great Christians at the church library, like Albert Schweitzer or Santa Singh. And then one thing I have inspired is that they all had lost their way and wondered about their childhood. Sometimes they did bad behavior. Sometimes they bullied others. However, in God's grace, somehow they all repented and returned from the wrong way. So they actually did from the wrong way into the life renewal, which is saving others' lives. So that young man or young boy thought that if such bullies could be changed to God, to good persons, how dare I condemn them, since I don't know whether they become saints or evildoers. I mean, in the future. Once I had an experience such as this, of being treated as an outcast at high school dormitory, I was in a dilemma that how I should act against that bullies and face against my classmates who knows about it but doing nothing, just ignorant. So should I swear at them? But I didn't from my mouth, but because who knows, even they will become good people somehow. But surely I really wanted that the burning chuckles be upon them. Yeah, just in my mind, yeah. At the end, I have coped with them not to bully me anymore. But my point is not upon them. Yes, they are bullies, but from outside, I figured out that bullies be inside me too. I'm also the bully toward myself and the other. During weeping and praying for my miserable circumstance, I felt some imaginary figure who was weeping Jesus Christ. Then I wondered that, is he weeping because of me bullied or because of them bullying me? Now I think that Jesus Christ was weeping because of both. Once I reading a story between Abraham and Lot, I usually thought Abraham is me and Lot is someone or something who or which distresses me. But both are within me. Let us think Abraham as our soul and Lot as our body or certain desire. Yes, Abraham drew a line between them because Abraham pursued God first, but Lot pursued the fertile land or Roman Empire. But when Lot had trouble, Abraham helped him physically and spiritually, since he understood two are one in this world. What I want to say is the bad or sometimes the poor being was already within us. And the compassion and kindness toward my shade will become the salt and light toward others. That is what I believed. I believe that the heavenly living light, which comes from Jesus Christ, our head, comes first to our poor being, internally and externally, which means that not only helping and praying for our neighborhood, but also helping and praying for my internal neighborhood, who is helpless and sick. So I thought that repaying my own debts and shamefulness is very valuable and important, not just for myself, but also for my community. Like Abraham and Lot, we are all connected somehow. I thought that, for example, if I committed suicide, it would be not just my problem, since my family or friends would be lost in grief, and whole communities or locals would be in sorrow, and worldly someone would be getting sick because of me through the news or broadcast. Likewise, I believe that even though this community is small compared to the world, but you're being joy to others' heart and food for your soul will have a good influence to South Korea, Zambia, Kenya, Tanzania, United States, and so on. How many times did I get disappointed from my parents, friends, communities, and even myself? Maybe uncountable. But I will not give up all my hope, because now I know lots of people here who struggle to follow Jesus Christ, not only spiritually, but also socially and economically, practicing to build a village renewal. and who influence the lives of the world intentionally or unintentionally. With such passionate inspiration from you, all of you, I will do what I can in my position. By all means, I pray that all congregation members to be joy, whatever happens, like the motto, high risk, low anxiety. Since evil doors or evil spirits are watching for the moment at which we become depressed. May the wisdom of God through Holy Spirit upon this community. Once again, I really want to say I really appreciate all of you, and peace with all of you. Amen. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
Good morning, church. Thank you. I would like to give thanks to God who raised me to join this internship program at Church of All Nations and people we met in Church of All Nations. This internship in this church gave me a precious opportunity to think about to experience community life, to recover my passion for my ministry, and deepen my understanding of discipleship. Before coming to this internship, I served as a Sunday high school teacher and led praise with high school students and my colleagues. We shared each other's life, meditate the Bible together, and also we went to summer or winter retreat together. At the first time, we felt joy in this community. It was really good. Unfortunately, in the system of Korean churches, my local church forced us to participate in too much meaningless meetings and sometimes blamed us for using finances and required us to prepare too many praises. It was a kind of burden for us. In addition, my high school students were in single parents household and felt a very heavy academic burden given by competitive Korean society and school system. And my colleagues also worried about seeking their own job and making a living. In these complex situations, we started to be burned out. Many of the people I care about began to leave our team and our church. And after I had to leave my church because of the mandatory military service in Korea, most of the members gave up joining our team. What really made me so sad was that there is nothing I can do for them, and I was too incompetent to build a healthy community in the midst of Korean church system. After that moment, I had a desire that I do not want to lose them anymore. And in order not to lose them, I needed to be equipped with an ability to build intimate community and to help people to grow in Jesus Christ. However, it was very hard for me to find a proper community model in Korea because Korean churches emphasize too much on leaders' authority and hierarchy. Also, they tend to think that the significant thing is not taking care of their congregations, but their programs and works. In other words, they are too busy to take care about their congregations. Multicultural churches in Korea were in the same situation, too. Multicultural church leaders forced their particular ways of ministry, which includes excessive workload and hierarchy. So people from different countries such as Vietnam and China began to give up going to the church. This situation of Korean church was very stressful for me. While struggling with this, I could join in the Church of All Nations internship program. And it was very awesome to me that Church of All Nations is one of the real community models that I want to find. I could experience and learn diverse things related to community and discipleship. First of all, through this internship program, I experienced intimate community which has kinship. I stayed at the lake house and spent a lot of time interacting with other community members. We enjoyed a lot of games such as Nerds, Jenga, and Exploding Kittens. It's the title of the game, just title of the game, Exploding Kittens. Not the real one. Sometimes we may joke each other and had a good talk a lot. Also, we learned knock knock joke. Pastor Jin taught us. Also, diverse meal for us. It was so great that we could tell this internship is a kind of multicultural food internship. Some people might think that these experiences in community are trivial things, but for me, these things were very precious for me, since I can experience hospitality and kinship through all these things. Another impressive thing about community was a Jubilee campaign. When I attended congregation meeting and heard the presentation of Jubilee campaign, leaders' attitude to explain the project was very impressive for me. The church leaders carefully dealt with congregation's personal death, which is one of the major problems of the congregations, before talking about the campaign. This attitude of the leaders showed me how much they love their congregations, not only in their heart, but also in a practical way. These experiences of hospitality and the love of church leaders toward their congregations not only directly taught me what a real community is, but also gave me enough energy and courage for desiring building Jesus-following community. The next thing what I want to talk about is discipleship. In undergrad seminary, we learned the historical, economical, and political backgrounds of the Jesus time, and read the gospel according to this background. This way of reading the gospel was so powerful for me, because I could see how Jesus resisted against the Roman Empire, and how much Jesus struggled for building life-giving community in his real life, not in ideology. Before reading the Bible in a historical way, my understanding of Jesus was somewhat spiritualized and idealized. In my mind, I unconsciously believed that Jesus is always calm and peaceful, which means that Jesus is not a kind of real human being. I felt Jesus is in one's imagination, and following Jesus is in our mind. However, by reading the Bible through the historical background, Jesus became so real to me. The most impressive thing was reading the Gospel of Mark. Especially, Mark depicts Jesus as a real man, real human, son of man. Also, in the Mark, Jesus as a human highly actively struggles to form an intimate life-giving community in the midst of his real life, the Roman Empire. When I finished reading the Mark, I felt that Mark said, urgently follow Jesus and building a real life-giving community in the midst of your real situation. There is no excuse, for Jesus was a human like you. This powerful message of the Mark showed me how to follow Jesus in my real life, encouraged me to do what Jesus did, and ultimately led me to recover the vision of building Jesus following community in my real life. But following Jesus and building community is still challenging for me, because in order to follow Jesus, sometimes I have to give up my reputation and credential or money. People around me, including my friends and family, cannot understand my decision, and I might have a hard time to explaining my decisions and persuading them. Also, making a living can be an obstacle of my discipleship. But what I believe in now is that loving God and loving neighbor and building real community is the most significant value of my life. Through this internship, I felt that God is healing me and encouraging me to follow Jesus and to keep living life for building Jesus following community. This internship program recovered my passion for building life-giving community and enhanced my willingness to take risk against the mainstream of the Korean society and churches, which is dehumanizing their people. Thanks for people with me during this internship, and thanks for your hospitality and willingness to talk and get along with me. I'm so happy that God gave me this beautiful chance to meet this community. Yeah, thank you.
Good morning, church. I'm Hyun Kyung. As I'm majoring in Christian education, I wanted to see other Christian educational fields, so I applied for Church of All Nations. Christian education is not only for young children, it's also for all Christians. And it's not only about life in church, but also about our whole life. Church of All Nations really well educate the congregation because it really take care of the church members' whole life, especially living together in community. While being here, the most interesting and impressive thing to me is community. I think community is one of the symbols that show Church of All Nations well. Honestly, to live in a community is not that easy. Maybe living alone can be more easy and less stressful. Before I coming here, I didn't And living in the Fink House, one of the community houses, I didn't know that I was selfish and individualistic. I have lived with my parents and always been with my friends, but it's a little bit different from living together with someone else. I think living together means being one with others and to seek what other people need. After coming here, I realized that I had tried to find my needs first and done something good for myself first. Rather than taking care of others, I preferred doing what is better and easier for me. You know, actually, if you live with others, you need to wash others' dishes when you wash your dishes. And you need to put the house stuff back right after you use because someone may need it. You can't even listen to music at late night because there is someone sleeping across my room. Sometimes there are these things which I want to avoid if I can when we live in community. But these are really just a little things because living together makes me feel alive and feel like I am a human being. A week ago, I went to Caribou Parish meeting, and the leader Lucy asked people to share what community means to them. There was Lily, a young girl. She said, "Community is like food." I really agree that. Food well represents community. Sharing food This is the most memorable experience while being here. I think I will not be able to forget the days we had dinner together. In Korea, we call family 식구. 식구 is from Chinese letter, means eating and mouth. So 식구 means people who live and eat together. Like that, living together is really meaningful to a family. What did I say? Eating together is really meaningful to a family. In community houses, we cook and have dinner together. And not only community houses, also all the church have lunch together on Sunday after the service. Although we don't know each other well, we sit around the table, say hello, and ask how each other are doing. There may be an awkward silence, but then we can eat the meal. And meanwhile, we can be interested in others and keep talking. Food, people, and conversation, these are what community is. At the parish meeting, people cook and bring some food. They eat together and share their lives together. As I told you, the meaning of community that I'm talking about now was the topic of the sharing during the last Caribou parish meeting. We had dinner together and talked about what community means to each of us. It was really helpful to know each other's, and also it helped me to prepare for this testimony. It was really hard to what to say. I could choose the theme. Thank you, Elder Lucy. Anyway, at the Rebecca's parish meeting as well as Caribou parish meeting, I could feel like being family with others. Though at first we step into the place awkwardly, but after eating food together, we become more open-minded, and then we can be active in the sharing. In that place, age and race doesn't matter at all. There's no distinction or discrimination. The most impressive to me was that there are everyone from young children to the elderly. In Korea, we usually divide the parish by their age and gender, and young children never go to the parish with their parents. But in here, everybody comes to the parish freely. I think this is the real community that has no distinction. Jesus also came together with the people, ate together, talked with people, and even sometimes taught them and took care of their lives and hurts. Like he did, I think community is where there are food, people, and conversation. While being at the Church of All Nations, the most regularly I did was going to underground seminary. Even though I go to the theological university in Korea, the most different thing is underground seminary is not only a seminary, but a community. In our school, we can learn and study theological things, but we don't talk about our own opinions. Also, even there's no time to share our lives and listen to one another. In underground seminary, there's discussion but no argument. The students and the pastors respect each other. There's no argument to show and boast our own knowledge, but there are discussions to get closer to God with each other. So it doesn't matter if someone's opinion is different from mine. There's no competition, there's just embrace. This is a really healthy and beautiful community. And during the service, there is time to say, God's peace be with you, with each other. We don't just say hello to the people who are just beside, but we all stand up, hug or shake hands, and say hello and peace be with you all, with all members. It really feels like being given a welcome and being in a close relationship. I want to say thank you to all you in Church of All Nations. Even we hadn't met before, you all always greeted us so that I could adjust to here well, and I was so happy to be here. As especially thank you for Marie. You always be there when I really needed someone to help me. Especially when I first met the red box in my room. You gave me the vacuum cleaner, It was really like a huge gift. If it wasn't there, I couldn't even imagine how to live and sleep in my room for a month. Anyway, thank you, Marie. Thank you for all the community houses members, seminary friends, and Pastor Jin, and Church of All Nations. Thank you for inviting me and giving me unforgettable memories. Thank you.
Yeah, come on, hop in, and we'll say a pastoral prayer. Thank you so much for reflecting back to us what you have learned. And we hope that the spirit of our whole community will go with you and be a source of encouragement to you, and that you can also help make disciples more effectively in Korea through what you've learned. By the way, box elder bugs, those red bugs, are part of the charm of Minnesota. So make sure to take a few with you in your suitcase and spread the wealth. Okay? I encourage our congregation to put out your hand and mediate God's Holy Spirit and blessing to these three. Lord, we thank you so much for the gift that these three have been in our community and what we've shared together, learned from each other, the spirit that we've shared. We pray, Lord, that as they leave early tomorrow morning, leaving their homes at 4 a.m., that you would strengthen them and help them to rest and reflect on all that they've learned. We pray that their ministry be made effective in Korea, and that you would use them as your faithful disciples for village renewal in that ancient country. Help them to be evangelists, sharing whatever good news that they have received here and elsewhere, so that your kingdom may be advanced and come soon. Be with them, O Lord, and may we always be family together, share kinship, and be an extended family of Church of All Nations, now and always. Be with them. In Jesus' name, amen.